It was still hot as Hades and muggier than hot cocoa outside, but I could see the promise of my favorite season coming to Octonia. The flowers were tipping toward the golden yellow that marked the autumn, and the sunlight lit up the house more fully because of its lower place in the sky. The temperature was still soaring, but I took hope in the fact that I was removing the spent tomatoes and cucumber vines from the garden and watching the cornstalks dry in the beds. I was going to be able to get mums and hang cornstalks for the new storefront soon. As I gathered the last of the yellow cherry tomatoes before composting the vines, I planned out my autumn decorating plan for both shop and house. Cornstalks for the front of both structures. Mums in pots at both, too, to be planted over tulip bulbs that I hoped would survive the deer onslaught next spring. Two splendid eucalyptus and dried flower wreaths that I'd picked up at the city market last week. I was ready. Indoor decorations would be much simpler. The autumn kitchen towels would come out, and I'd light some apple-scented candles. Beyond that, I didn't have much time or will. I was too eager to get the store open and running. Paisley's Architectural Salvage, my new shop at my friend Saul's construction yard, was set to open on Labor Day weekend, and I was buried in tasks big and small. Fortunately, I had some great friends who had helped me get all the big pieces in place. It's amazing what three determined women and some big equipment can do. We had a lean-to built on my shed shop, and the mantels and larger doors I had were safe and dry on display there. Inside, we'd used rough reclaimed boards to build open shelves, and I displayed samples of the moldings, corbels, and hardware I had available amongst my friend Mika's handmade sweaters, socks, and mittens. The color of her knitted work against the grays and browns of the salvaged items made the space interesting and inviting. At least I thought so. Today, though, I was at the shop simply to gather my tools from the storage room at the back, where I now kept them since a certain 3-year-old had decided he'd be like Mommy and try to use a crowbar to remove our very much in-use baseboards in our house. And then I'd head over to our new job site. I jumped into my Subaru and tried to ignore the dust and mud caked onto everything, including Sawyer's car seat, and headed north to town to pick up Mika. Our work site today was an icon of Octonia County, out west of town, deep in the Blue Ridge Mountains, and I didn't take for granted at all that I was the one who had been chosen to responsibly take it down. The octagonal barn stood in a beautiful hollow nestled between two ancient mountains. And as best I could tell from public records and local legend, it had been standing since the county was formed more than 150 years ago. It was built as a grist mill where horses turned the stones to grind the corn that grew around it, and then it had become hay storage, and then a cattle shed. Now it was simply falling down, even though it had outlasted the farmhouse behind it by about 20 years. The building was clad in gorgeous gray barn boards that were mostly in good shape, and I hoped to salvage a lot of those. But the treasure of the barn was inside. 8 huge heart pine beams spanned from a central pillar and held up the rapidly failing roof. Each of the beams had been crafted from a single timber and measured about 16 inches square. They were works of tremendous skill that needed to be saved. And I already had a timber frame company eager to buy the lot for a new project they were building up on the mountainside above town. But only if I could salvage all 8 beams and the 16-foot pillar in the middle. I'd been out to check the site with my son Sawyer a week earlier, and from what I could see, everything looked solid and free of insects. But the barn was a mess. Critters had been living there for a while, and the rafters were full of swallows' nests. The floor was covered in scat from raccoons and possums, and a very resourceful groundhog had undermined most of the supporting boards at the walls. It was going to be a tricky takedown, and while Sawyer very much wanted to join us that day, I had asked his grandparents to watch him so that he didn't get hurt, or more likely, injure us all by knocking out a crucial support beam with his big muscles. Instead, my best friend, Mika, had left her shop in the capable hands of her assistant, Mrs. Stevenson, and she was waiting at the curb for me to pick her up. My boyfriend, Santiago, had also taken the day off from his position as sheriff and was meeting us there with a couple of friends. And of course, Mika's Uncle Saul would be there with his crew to run the equipment and haul away our takings.